Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, my next guest is a comedian whose latest stand-up special, What a Day, is on Netflix now. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Tom Papa.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you again. You haven't been here since, not that I'm keeping track, but since 2018.
Oh.
5 years.
Before the troubles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks
so
for...
So it's really 3 years, then you add two to it.
Somewhere in there, exactly.
Yeah.
Though, I could have spoken to you over Zoom and I wouldn't remember, because it's all just a blur, those years.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
Yes. How do you feel about 2023? Are you excited about it yet?
Yeah.
You sound excited.
Well, there's pressure. There's so much pressure. You know, everyone's yelling at you immediately. You know, this is the first week back, and you can do more, you can be better. Isn't this enough? You know what I mean? How about celebrating the people that kept us alive this whole time? Us. You know what I mean? I made it this far. So what? We're fat. Who cares? Really. I always say, we're all fat. Everybody's fat. You're either really fat, kind of fat, or trying not to be fat. Either way, fat's coming.
Well, a lot of people make, you know, New Year's resolutions, but do you make New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, I do. I have a good one this year. I'm going to try to be a little dumber about what's going on in the world.
So yeah. you don't want to know?
I don't want to know. We worked so hard for the last several years being our own doctors and our own war correspondents and stockbrokers. No, how about we just go back to living and being a dummy that doesn't know what's happening in the world? You can know too much in this world. Like, if somebody gives you a cookie, you don't want to think about what's in that cookie. All that butter and sugar and made with someone's hands. Someone's hands. They say it like it's a good thing.
Sure.
Here's a handmade cookie with their hands when they're not scratching their ass or picking things out of the dog's mouth. They're making you a cookie. You can know too much in this world, really. I don't even want to know what my wife is thinking about most things most of the time.
Really, you're not curious?
No, I don't want to know. How am I doing? How's our relationship? Anything I can do better? Why would I ask that? What are you, high? I mean, no, that's the key to marriage. Just shut up and keep going.
It's true.
Yeah.
Just like that. Yeah.
Can I do better? No, please. I mean, look, life is difficult, and there's a lot of things in marriage that are difficult. You don't need to ask those questions. I have people that go to couples therapy. Couples therapy. Could you imagine? We've been married 22 years. You know why?
Wow.
We don't ask those questions. Really? Am I going to go couples therapy and unearth all of this stuff?
Yeah.
No. What are you, high? I'm not going to couples therapy so we can dig through all of these old problems. And then, look, what are you working for? Perfection? There's no perfection. We're solid. 22 years. We're not going to be perfect. I tell my wife every night, look, you're a mess. I'm a mess. Let's watch a show.
Sound advice.
Yeah.
Sound advice. Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. He doesn't like me right now.
She does not care for you?
She does not like me right now. For the last, I don't know, 3-4 months, she's not been a fan. I don't know why, and I'm not going to find out.
You just get a vibe.
Yeah, I get a vibe, and it's all right. We've been 22, she'll come back. 22
she'll come
years?
Around.
Yeah, she'll be back.
Well, maybe 2023 will be better. You know, in that regard. But I didn't say Happy New Year because I'm not sure how long you can do that. Because I've already said it a couple times tonight.
Yeah.
Do you believe in, like, how long can you say Happy New Year?
I know, there's a lot of pressure. You come out, you got to say it to everybody. Hey, Happy New Year. I like to go deep with it. I like to go deep because people are so confused about time now and no one knows what month it is. So I like to take it right to July. Hey, Happy New Year. People are like, it might be.
Mm-hmm. Some cultures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like it.
Now
you can use it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You spent the holidays with this gentleman right here. Tell me about who is this? You talk about him in your Netflix special, What a Day.
Yeah.
But I don't know, who is this, and is this your only pet?
That is Frank the pug, and he's not my only pet. And it's not even my pet. It's it's my daughter's pet. And I was very clear in the beginning of our relationship with my wife and I that I don't want animals. I like them from afar. I like a nice zoo. I like seeing them in movies. Don't have to live with them. And they didn't listen to that at all. And they just keep bringing animals into the house like a weird Noah's Ark. We've got the pug. We've got Frank the pug,
yes,
who
sir.
Snores while he's eating.
Well, they have that. They have a breathing issue.
What animal does that? Just snore. He's asleep and he's chewing. We've got a giant black lab that craps like a man.
Really? He craps without asking directions?
No. Just folds up a newspaper, puts it under her arm, waddles down the hallway.
I gotta ask about this because this is a beautiful, beautiful photograph.
Wow, yeah.
This is you with just a gorgeous. Tell me about this loaf of sourdough you're working
on
here.
That was just the other day.
Really? So this isn't like from 2020. This is you. Are you before COVID?
Yes.
Sourdough man?
Yes. And you know, I saw people coming on your show, your fine program.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, that guy.
Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. Yeah. Jake
Gyllenhaal.
And
he came on during the pandemic. He's like, I'm really into baking bread now. He wasn't doing Clinton, but it came out that way. And
he could do a great Clinton. I bet he could do a great Clinton.
I bet he could.
He's a fine actor.
Talented. But he was like, I'm all into baking sourdough bread. And I had been baking bread for years before that.
Yeah.
And then everybody, it was like when you're into a band before everyone knows them.
Sure.
And everyone loves them. That's how I felt with sourdough. I'm like, all these people, I guarantee you, Jake Gyllenhaal isn't baking bread today.
Wow, do you hear that, Jake?
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Now you're doing a movie right here. You're going to be a new Ben Affleck and Matt Damon film, Air Jordan.
Yeah.
About Nike pursuing. There you are with Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's actually Fat Damon. There's Matt Damon.
Yeah. All right. Here's.
Sometimes you get Matt Damon. Sometimes you get Fat Damon.
Yeah. Sometimes you get Fat Damon.
Are those guys fun to the two old friends? Must be fun to do a movie with.
Yes, I'd worked with Matt before, but I never worked with Ben and Matt at the same time. Ben was directing, and it was really cool to see just old friends, you know, since kids, and they just have the shorthand when they're together. And it's really like a cool thing to watch, like watching brothers working on a film. And you know, the Boston thing gets a little out of hand. Like this is about Nike, it has nothing to do with Boston, but just every once in a while you'll just hear Matt or Ben like, I'm from here, you don't understand, I'm from here. Like, we're in LA, what are you talking about? But the Fat Ben, this is the second time it's happened to me. It happened to me on
Fat Ben or Fat Matt?
Fat Matt, yeah, the Fat Matt. This happened to me on another film where I'm looking at Fat Matt. I'm like, why is he the movie star? We've got the similar bodies.
Yeah. Look at this. I would say those are similar physiques there.
Yeah, similar physiques.
Right there.
But what's under his shirt, I'm like, we've got the same build. He's got little beanbag boobs.
Oh, that's not
That's
him?
Not Fat Matt. Matt's not fat. Tom's fat. Matt doesn't make bread.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But you know what? Everybody is either fat, getting fat, or trying not to get fat.
Either way, fat's coming.
Tom Papa.
Great seeing you.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.